107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic All Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Continuing to reject calls to end his re-election effort, President Biden huddled via video conference Monday night with the Congressional Black Caucus.
President Biden thanked members and said, I need you. I'm not going to disappoint you. I promise you.
Spotty showers at times, a low of 60 degrees overnight.
ABC News
breaks of sunshine with a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms later on Tuesday. A high of 81. Tuesday night, a few clouds and a low of 62. Wednesday, partly sunny. In a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, more likely in the afternoon, a high of 81. Thursday, a few patches of sunshine, isolated showers at 82. Friday, partly cloudy and rather warm, a 30% chance of thunderstorms overnight, and a high of 85.
The government reporting a slight uptick in gas prices, up a penny in the past week to $3.49 a gallon. This is ABC News. In Detroit, the bullets started flying in an illegal block party. Two people killed, 19 wounded. Police Chief James White has reported that over 100 shell casings were found. Detroit police command increased Thursday through Sunday patrols. Mayor Mike Duggan
told us to organize these large illegal parties.
Superintendent Larry Snelling.
The Chicago Police Department.
But God knows, I know, when it's all said and done.
Mayor Brandon Johnson.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
This is Civic Media News.
The Brewers back in Wisconsin. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field. The Brewers and the Pittsburgh like Pirates. Milwaukee had yesterday off. The Pirates coming off an 8-2 win over the Mets at PNC Park. Pittsburgh. Mitch Keller, another strong performance on the mound. Going 8 innings on 107 pitches, holding the Mets to just 2 runs. The Brewers may have filled a spot in the starting rotation. Lefty Dallas Keuchel kept the Dodgers in check Sunday. Brewers center fielder Blake Perkins.
You know, I'll have to say, like, Keuchel did a really good job shutting down innings, like, after we scored. You know, we had some long innings there, but there was no runs on the board.
Elsewhere, the Cardinals blanked the Nationals 6-0 in D.C. Reds shut out the Rockies. 6-0 in Cincinnati. Stock car racing tonight. 35th Slinger Nationals at the Slinger Speedway in Wisconsin. Others who have competed in the past include Bobby Allison, Jeff Bernhardt, Steve Appel, and defending champ Kyle Jeske. Expected there tonight. Sports on Mike.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime. Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, working body skies here in the overnight with lower 60s and light winds through the overnight. On your Tuesday, mix of clouds and sunshine, nights at the lower 80s. Could be one or two thunderstorms developing. Tuesday night, looking dry. Right now, it's 64.
Questions like, will you leave the race, sir?
Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. In downtown Waukesha, you can always join us, give us a call, send in a text, it's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots coming up on the show today. We have a whole bunch of guests next hour. Coming up at 11:06, right after the 11 o'clock news, Kurt Vogel and Ashlyn Kirk are with the Humane Animal Handling Institute, which is based out of UW River Falls. And they have a program essentially for producers to mainly handle them from birth to slaughter. If that makes you a little squeamish, I'm just giving you a heads up. I think it's going to be a really interesting conversation. If you ever watched HBO had a movie on Temple Grandin a number of years ago, and she was an autistic woman who thought in pictures and helped design cattle slaughter operations so that the cattle wouldn't be frightened and freaked out and spooked out before they went to their cattle. And so this is kind of, to me, at least from what I know about the Humane Animal Handling Institute, is kind of along the same idea. So Kurt and Ashlyn will be joining us at 11:06. 11:33, Maya Reinfeld and James Lattice will be here to talk about Universe in the Park. And this is something from the Astronomy Department at UW-Madison, happening at different locations all across Wisconsin. And it's an opportunity for you to get out in your own neighborhoods.
Love it.
And I know, you're all about space. You love space. So that's all coming up next hour. This hour, though, I want to remind you, we have Brewers tickets. We will be giving away at 10:50. We've got a little trivia question for you coming up at 10:50. If you would like to go see the Brewers host the Pirates, this is for Wednesday night, and it's at 7:10. So we've got a pair of tickets for Wednesday night's game as the Brewers host the Pirates, 7:10 at AmFam Field. Stick around at 10:50 for a little trivia to kick things off, and you can pick up those tickets. Wanted to start off, though, with this just exploded over the weekend. I was off. We were off both off on Thursday. You and Calvin held down the fort on Friday. Thank you for doing that. Oh, by the way, before I forget, shout out to our colleague, Earl Ingram, who was like a media superstar over the weekend. He was on CNN. He was on MSNBC. Because he did an interview with President Biden last week. And it was an honor. And so well done to our colleague, Earl Ingram. As we are talking about politics, this just kind of exploded. And Greg, you and I, and Calvin, we talked about this on Van Air on Air for quite a few months.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Project 2025. This just exploded all over my Twitter feed. It's like all of a sudden people are going, wait, what?
We've been talking about it. And then John Oliver took a piece about 2 weeks ago, very soon, and then now it seems like the cracks are starting to show.
You know what else helped put it over the edge? Was Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah.
At the BET Awards. She did a brief message that really cut through. Calvin, let's play. Project 2025 is not a game.
The Project 2025.
what happened.
Yep.
Oh, people started Googling it big time, which is good.
Bigly.
Yes. Yeah. They were searching Bigly. We've talked about it. I don't think we can't talk about it every day for 2 hours every day.
No.
I saw a cartoon this morning that said, as much as I want to be informed, I want to stay sane as well. People just don't want to live in the news.
Well,
and I respect that and I appreciate that. But it remains that this is very important.
Yeah, it's something we're going to every week.
You've been a part
certainly.
Of
you're going to be hearing life. A lot of it from so all of us here on Civic Media because this is
sometimes
tremendously
really
important. This is not something we need. This is not being like, oh, it's just a thing.
It's just a thing.
And so it won't no one can tell by the that's look how it happens. If you are the least expecting my heart. That's always on my mind. Getting the notice and deserves it.
Like just absolutely. I saw it this morning, a new poll opposition to Project 2025 grows as people learned more about the plan after reading in the 19 Post policies for Project 2025. Opposition grows from 49% to 63%, and support for the plan goes down from 31% to 24%.
And said, hey man, have you seen her at all?
They're not talking about
where she been and
no, absolutely they're talking about it's voters and you think conservatives.
Yeah.
I mean, MAGA Republicans are going to be called the biggest anyway, essentially. WeWorks are democracies.
Like yeah, everywhere but I also go. Have a point to mention.
Somebody wants to know where you've been.
But of course it's great. But you don't know what's in there.
Plus blueprints for the 47th presidency under Donald Trump that has been published by the Heritage Foundation and the D.C. think tank powering the MAGA movement with help from dozens of other right-wing groups. And an all-star lineup of past future White House aides. There are like 12 people who worked in the Trump administration who have been working on Project 2025, which is why when Trump said that it was on Friday, I've never heard of this. I don't know anything about this. I know nothing about Project 2025. Sure. Now, on the one hand, he said, I know nothing about Project 2025. 2 sentences later, he says, I disagree with much of it. But you don't know anything about it. So, how can you disagree with it?
Jake, the moment he heard it, assume before that statement, to write that moment, process.
900
plus
pages.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yep. And he's like, here are some of my major statements.
No,
like, this
no,
Trump, a child. And when I say that, I mean that, like, he's got the brain of a child. He needs to be loved. He needs to be accepted. He needs to be liked. And he'll do anything and say anything. 1 minute. Roe v. Wade.
Country
and because
community.
Of me, I'm the one who brought you Roe v. Wade.
With
the
a mix of informative news,
like, well,
timely weather, and exciting local and state sports on WRCO-FM
100.9. We're going to make America great again. I don't agree with everything. That's why there are good guys and bad guys on both sides. The man can't make a commitment because he's afraid that he'll be disliked. But he doesn't realize he's disliked. He thinks he can, appeal to him.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're just joining us, we are talking about Project 2025, which is essentially a blueprint to completely rework our democracy. There's a wonderful column in the Philadelphia Inquirer from Will Munch, who puts it together really well. We would include a link to this gift article in the show notes so you can read this article from Will Munch. But among the Project 2025 goals, the authors are talking about a movement toward reinstating the military draft. So is a plan to eliminate NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is kind of ironic that we have Hurricane Beryl now is hitting Texas. But we don't want those experts in place to warn people. They're talking about privatizing them.
Yeah, and I think one of the great ways of explaining Project 2025 is using the example of when the hurricane came down and the former president used a Sharpie to redraw the map.
Yeah.
they said in their explanation, it wouldn't be about having someone at NOAA or anyone, any scientist say, you can't do that. It would be the fact that they would do what they were told, and then those people in those jobs would say, you're the best at weather, sir. We would see a fundamental change and really an evaporizing of expertise goes
on. Yes.
Expertise.
In so many different areas.
It becomes a landscape of sycophants and suckers. That's it. And we can't live that way. We just can't. And this is not embellishment. This is not hyperbole. This is something the Heritage Foundation says, yes, we will make happen. Just wait.
Speaking of the Heritage Foundation.
Wait, did I set you up, Jane?
Kevin Roberts is the president. Was recently on some podcast talking about all the changes that they would like to see happen should Donald Trump get a second term. Gavin, let's play that clip from Kevin Roberts, president of the Heritage Foundation.
In spite of all this nonsense from the left, we are going to win. We're in the process of taking this country back. We are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be.
What?
Yeah.
So, just accept it, whatever it is, then there will be no problems. But if you protest against this, there's going to be bloodshed.
You will be absolutely fine if you just lay down and take it.
Sue from Franklin texting in, listening here on WAUK. I posted one of Professor Heather Cox Richardson's posts about Project 2025, where she explains so much of it and who's behind it. One of my conservative contacts commented, not authored or supported by Trump, it is the Heritage Foundation. Yeah, the Heritage Foundation is Meg.
And the next comment from her, next text is, he's mentioned over 300 times.
Kevin Roberts, who you just heard, president of the Heritage Foundation, said Project 2025 is a way to make sure we institute Trumpism.
That is
the goal.
Which is the GOP now. Because it's run now by his family. The Trump crime family. We got real crime to prove it. John from Menominee Falls says, good morning. Just wondering if the Republican Party is on board and started trying to sweep Project 2025.
Not yet. We'll see. I mean, again, it depends. More people need to know about this.
Yes.
More people need to talk about this. And we are going to move on. 855-752-4842 if you'd like to call in or text in. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Mayer on here. This is the Civic Media Radio.
Defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity, and they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Mair on Air. Jane Matt Mair, Greg Mock, Sweet Kelby on the board. Oh, I haven't heard that song in so long.
Wow.
That
was great. Hell of a good job.
Welcome back to Matt Mair on Air. We are Jane Matt Mair and Greg Mock. No, thank you.
You are.
On the board. We are giving away Brewers tickets for Wednesday night. The Brewers hosting the Pirates. At 7:10 at AmFam Field. Coming up at 10:50, a little Brewers trivia for you if you would like to pick up that pair of tickets for this coming Wednesday night. So stay close for that. Right now, though, we are talking about Project 2025. Seems to be a little panic among some of the Republicans because now the public is getting wind of this, and now the public is starting to pay attention, which is good. Donald Trump on Friday posted on his platform that he knows nothing about Project 2025. I have no idea who is behind it. I disagree with some of the things they're saying, and some of the things they're saying are absolutely ridiculous and abysmal. Anything they do, I wish them luck, but I have nothing to do with them. Yeah, that's kind of not true.
Even if that were true, let's live in a moment, Calvin, Jane. The three of us are going to live in a moment where that's true. He has no idea. No idea whatsoever. Day after he takes office, sits in the White House going, that's up, Pat. Breaking back. They sit down and they give him this book. Here's Project 2025. This is what we're going to do. We want you to sign up. He'd say, okay.
Absolutely.
So whether or not he knows it is irrelevant. It exists, period. And this is the plan they want to make. If he is the leader, quote, they will use. Because they don't care about Donald Trump. They care about having a leader who is malleable and with questionable moral fibers. As some of our listeners have said, he is amoral, and he will do what he can do to be popular. So even if you just heard about him this weekend, it doesn't make a difference.
And trust me, he would never read 900 pages of anything.
Unless it said Donald Trump in every paragraph.
Every other word.
Or
just about how wonderful he is.
Yes.
Over and over and over.
Susan Franklin said it, mentions it 300 times. That's not enough time for him to care.
Project 2025, friends, mentions Donald Trump over 300 times. So please don't let him say, or the Republican Party say, no, we don't know. This isn't our thing.
Yeah.
It is absolutely their thing. Jack from Merrimack texting in regarding those who just don't want to get involved with politics and prefer to operate in ignorance, and those who think it can't happen here. This happened during Roman times, if not before. Plato said, quote, the price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men.
And I also want to make I don't want to compare them to Nazis, but the ascent
to
power.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
There was no overthrowing. There was no.
Right.
He made his way all the way to the top through handshakes, through political gesture.
He made him the chancellor.
Exactly. So this is not a thing, and it's not going to be a thing where you wait for January 6th. This is going to happen at the ballots. There's only one way you can combat that, and that is being informed
for this Mexican maid.
They're not the same. These candidates are not the same.
No, they're not.
And your vote matters not until you're so different.
Andrew on the live stream says one of the Facebook military veterans groups I'm on had a couple of posts showing the cuts to veterans services under Project 2025. That was not well received. Oh, yeah. There's at least four different sections that cuts VA cuts benefits for veterans.
Which they're already under enough cuts and pressure to lessen our services to these individuals who gave their time and energy for our country. Laura from Rapid says it perfectly. Trump Mega is a Trojan horse for the Georgia
Strike. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be having more guests on from National Security Leaders for America in the next couple of months. And we're going to be focusing again on Project 2025 and the ramifications of instituting this. Mike from Kenosha is on the line. Thank you for your patience. Mike, what did you want to say? Mind as
I stood there, I had one call chance in that first to run. One of the key elements of the back door is I ran out where the horses were tall.
Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death.
The last 30 or 40 years,
I saddled up and away I did go.
Hey, Mike, and I'm so glad you mentioned Paul Weyrich, because Greg and I were talking about this before we went on the air. I watched the documentary over the weekend called The Bad Cake, and it is essentially about the formation of the Council for National Policy, which I believe is pretty Heritage Foundation. Maybe just my little bit. But this this Bad Faith documentary, you can watch it on Amazon Prime. Videos, 99 cent rental. I highly encourage you to watch it. This will give you a lot of background about the goals of Project 2025, and ultimately, the goal of all of this is to institute Christian nationalism.
Yes.
It absolutely is.
And all of the things there is striking them. You have no control over their body. Staying home and being mothers at all costs. Barefoot and pregnant. That's the old average.
Gilead 2.0. And if you don't know what that's a reference to, I suggest you watch it.
From out of nowhere,
we have news on the way next. Don't forget baseball tickets to see the Brewers on Wednesday night, 7:10. A pair of tickets for you coming up at 10:50. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Daddy stops by.
You're listening to News from the Center.
He tells her it's a nice place. She says,
ABC News. I'm Richard Canfield.
Starts talking.
Continuing to reject calls to end his reelection effort, President Biden huddled via video conference Monday night with the Congressional Black Caucus. President Biden thanked members and said, I need you. I'm not going to disappoint you. I promise you. Two sources tell ABC News that three black senators will attend the call. Marsha Butler, Cory Booker, and Raphael Warnock. The president said that he is staying in the race. While Mr. Biden takes the questions, two people on the call said no one expressed concerns about his campaign or spoke out against him.
ABC's Chuck Singleton.
Another insurrectionist set to go away after Jay Johnston pleaded guilty of money and interfering with police during the insurrection. He's looking at up to 5 years in prison, sentencing in October. The government reporting a slight uptick in gas prices, up a penny in the past week, to $3.49 a gallon. This is ABC News. He's
apologizing for you and his name on Biden's mission with stations across the country. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
123. It's hard to believe.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has ruled parts of Act 10 unconstitutional. State Superintendent Jill Underley says this decision has a profound impact on the school statewide. Although the implications of Judge Jacob Frost's decision are still unclear, Underley says now is the perfect time to reinvest in Wisconsin public schools. The fight against climate change and weaker mental health, Dr. Emma Lawrence, leader at Climate Care Center and Imperial College of Women, says countries need to address how environmental changes affect our mental health. Studies show advocating for the environment can help relieve these eco-anxieties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Norman Reedus is working hard to keep his character's Walking Dead spinoff fresh. Reedus has played Daryl Dixon for the franchise for the past 15 years now, 10-plus seasons on The Walking Dead, and now 2 seasons on the latest installment, The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. In the first season, Dixon washes up on the shores of France, which is where the apocalypse and virus started. I'm just guessing that the spinoff explores how French zombies look down on their American zombie counterparts. In not at all anticipated in any way, shape, or form sequel news, there is a sequel in the works for John Tucker Must Die, which was released in the early 2000s. Talk about making people wait for closure they've long since forgotten about. Actress Brittany Snow and Penn Badgley appear to be left out of the new film. Sometimes things just work out. The original movie got panned with a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes, but with the new film, the filmmakers are hoping to achieve mediocrity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rod Klein, supporting cloudy skies here in the overnight with lower 60s and light winds through the overnight. On your Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 80s, picking 1 or 2 thunderstorms in California. Tuesday night, looking dry. Right now, it's 64.
Every time bouncing a dozen eggs in one hand or popping on one foot, or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Can you tell? Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Most of my best friends. Personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone out of 3 who should be the first person to take. The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It's infuriating, but it's kind of like, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram. Join me Tuesday morning. My good friend Zach Weir will be back in the dive even deeper into Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation.
Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to
pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jay Matinair, Greg Bakken on the board. You can always join us, call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Coming up at 10:50, Brewers tickets for Wednesday night. Brewers hosting the Pirates, 7:10. So we'll have a pair of tickets for you. Greg's got some Brewers trivia for you. And that's coming up very shortly. So if you want to go to the game, stick around for that. We were talking about Project 2025 before we went to the break. All of a sudden, people waking up over the weekend. What is this thing? What is this Project 2025? What I hear. And we've been talking about this for a couple of months.
Yes, we have been.
Obviously, we don't do it every day. We don't hammer it all day, every day. I just think it's exhausting. And that's kind of the reason why we set our show up the way we do. If you listen long enough, you know, we tend to focus a lot on politics in the first hour, and then we try and lighten things up a little bit in the second hour, just because it's too much.
Well, it's also, I think for our sanity, too, you also want to know there's other things going on in the world. There's other things going on in this state.
Yes.
We want to talk to those people and have those conversations, so, you got to deal with the heavy stuff sometimes. You got to rip that band-aid off and talk about it. I think we've been talking about Project 2025 since it's in the news.
Well, that's going back a couple of months.
Yes.
That's going back a couple of months.
So, yeah, it may seem heavy, and it is heavy, and it absolutely is. You need to be informed. You need to go and vote. You need to know that this is not privilege.
We're not overreacting. Bruce listening on WGBW says, what's scary is this is the shadow government the billionaire class has constructed over decades, lying our Supreme Court and bribing our public officials to seize power, a rigging so thorough, they're now comfortable and certain that their power is sufficient to proclaim a win prior to the election. And if there will be violence, they will be opposed.
And I just keep on thinking about 2:30 in the morning on election night. Into a house. We want to shut this down.
Stop the counting.
And that, at the moment he did that, I was terrified. But now he has a Supreme Court that might just entertain the idea.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, the Supreme Court. And Tom just texted this too. The Supreme Court has already started Project 2025. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right. The Chevron doctrine and the overturning of the Chevron doctrine, where now judges with no scientific expertise get to rule on regulations, and then we essentially have a bribery fine.
Yes.
As long as it's a tip.
Yes, after the fact.
After the fact, oh, it's all good.
You did a good job, kid. Good.
Yeah.
Buy yourself.
Here's a little treat.
Buy your mom an RV.
I did spend a couple hours yesterday trying to read through Project 2025.
And how did that work for you?
It is really cumbersome.
Yeah.
And again, it's written in language that is not necessarily that easy to digest. You kind of have to interpret what some of these things are going to mean, except for, I don't know, allowing the Trump administration or the next Republican administration to come in and fire more than 50,000 civil servants who have worked across political lines for decades and replace them with loyalists.
Yes.
And again, I realize not everyone digs as deeply into stuff like this as we do. But look at some of the people from the former Trump administration. Stephen Miller is a good example.
Oh, God.
Stephen Miller, who was the one who formulated the child separation policy at the board, where we took kids under 5 years old away from their parents to discourage immigration.
Yeah.
And then, oh, they lost about 1,000 dollars.
It's not the big of a deal to him. They're not people. So.
Well, I mean, Trump has already said that, you know, they want to do these mass deportations. Well, yeah, you might get a nice woman and her, you know, her kids caught up in that. But that's kind of the price here.
And where does the deportation stop? I mean, I know I sound like I'm being a doomsayer, but where does it stop? Where? When does it say, like, oh, you want to live in this country? Here's a test. Take this test. Pass the test.
They want to have a religious test for people like me. And I don't understand. I don't see why that wouldn't extend to every American. That you have to belong to the correct flavor of Christianity, or you're not going to be accepted either. Kevin Roberts of the Heritage Foundation has spent a lot of time talking about how their version of Christianity should place them above everyone else, and people who do not believe their version should not hold elected office. Lots of ramifications for this. Gary from Sussex on the line. Thank you for your patience, Gary. What did you want to say?
Well, when I hang up, I hope you guys let me get what I want.
Well, Gary, I'm gonna stop right there, okay? Because, again, you know that we have limited time. And I am going to be at the Waukesha Farmers Market this Saturday from 8 until noon. I encourage you and invite you to come down and have a cup of coffee with me so we can sit down and talk to your heart's content. And I mean that most sincerely. We've got two chairs. We're under a tent in case it's really hot or it's raining. I will buy you a cup of coffee. Come on down to the Waukesha Farmers Market this Saturday. I'll be out there from 8 a.m. to noon. And we can chat. What do you say?
Well, the biggest thing I'm seeing is I have a lot of any of them have ever heard of Project 2025.
Does that mean it doesn't exist?
Gary, that doesn't mean anything, though.
No, but the fact of the matter is, you guys sound like Chicken Little. The guy is falling, I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there, Gary. Before you say anything, I want you to read a little bit about that. And if you're accusing us of being Chicken Little, I kind of take a little offense to that because we've delved deep in this. We've had experts come on this show and talk about it, and also we've never hung up on it. And this is not a game. This is not fun. We don't enjoy talking about this.
No.
It scares us, and it gives me an anxious pit in my stomach. Just because your friends haven't heard of it, and just because you don't know about it, does not change its existence. And I ask you to sit down and look it over and read about the thing that would violate your personal beliefs, because you said yourself you are a Christian, but you don't force that on anyone else.
I know a lot about it.
Wait, Gary, you just said you don't know much about it.
What does that mean, Gary?
I listen to you guys, so that's why I know about it.
Right.
So why aren't you more upset?
Isn't that a good thing, Gary? That you're learning about things?
You know what's next. Get you looking for a text. Get you checking your phone again. Make a stay all night. It'll give you a million reasons why.
Gary Trump said, I don't know anything about this, but I disagree with many things in it. So which is it? He knows nothing about it, or he has read it, and trust me, the man has never read anything over 10 pages in his life.
And these people you're talking about are some of the most powerful people in the corridor. Not Washington itself, but the corridor. Ones who influence law. When the Heritage Foundation is involved, that's not just some people. That's the most influential and powerful people who have the personal phone numbers to the people we elect.
And the Council for National Policy also is right up in this Project 2025. So we will put links in our show notes. LA Town has provided a link to a Wikipedia page that kind of breaks it down really well. Project 2025 does say to eliminate 50,000 nonpartisan civil servants and replacing them with sycophants who will do the president's agenda, not as what is best for the country. So again, I really appreciate you listening. I do appreciate you calling. I hope I see you Saturday. Come on, visit me at the Waukesha Farmers Market. I will be out there and I'll buy you a cup of coffee. And if she still has any left, I'll buy you one of those great bacon and maple scones. They're the greatest thing in the world and could potentially change lives. Thanks, Gary. Tom from LA on the line. Good morning, Tom.
You and I are going to fly down there. Just fly over there.
Come hang with me.
I'll leave LA tomorrow.
Excellent.
I just want to say, Gary, please, come on, let's not be putting our heads in the sand. Here's our guy.
watching our eyes on me. We could be that jalapeno.
Well, you know, but you know what the caveat, you know what the caveat is for that though, Tom? Because every decision that the president makes has to be reviewed now by the Supreme Court. So the Supremes get to decide whether or not it was an official act, whether or not it's prosecuted. So if Joe Biden tried to institute some of his powers, the Supreme Court wouldn't allow him to do what they would allow him to do.
Your green eyes say hello, the ear my coast, the dark come close. I can float right through this life if you were mine. And I know after just one kiss, September won't exist. Like you did, baby, this can start tonight. We're gonna be somebody's last call, slow dance.
If this is gonna, Project 2025 will kick in. Project, thank you, Tom. Really appreciate it. Hope this is your, but Project 2025 will begin in the first 180 days. That is the plan for us. It's going to happen so rapidly. Gary's friend is going to go, wait a minute, what?
And I want to make clear, and I'm going to speak to you, but I'm going to speak to everybody who's listening. Just because you don't know about it, friends don't know about it, you don't know much about it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know what I don't know much about? Brain surgery. It exists. It's a thing. And there are experts. Right now, there are experts in their field. They call them. But they are rewriting policy. They're rewriting this country. And I, the more I think about it, I do take offense to being told what I'm watching. Because I have watched decades of 24-hour news programs where they are looking at the most minute piece of nothing. Looking at something and making me scared of it. Now we're talking about something that will fundamentally change the course of this country, the way we do business, and now we're being told, you're worrying
too much. Tired of counting sheep?
Well, you know what? I hope I am, because I hope Joe Biden wins, and I hope Trump just gets put on an ice floe and sent off into the ocean, because we don't need people like that.
And you know who else worried too much? Women.
Yeah.
They'll never overturn Roe.
No.
That'll never happen. They'll never come for birth control. That's next. And that's in Project 2025.
Stop down to our new sister company.
Brendan from New Jersey on the line. Brendan, we only have about a minute left. Thank you for joining us.
And let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Yeah, just real quick.
You can't. Witherspit, Woodland Hills, 50-50 cash raffle. Unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Shop Woodland Hills or at these local businesses. Julie Garen, State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Julie's Bar Yuba and Turbos in Buff City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset.
Amazon
Rely
Prime.
On Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber potential. Give professional timber manager Tony Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It's no accident some on the right don't know about
Bailey paint and decorating.
The extremist authors don't want any moderate Republicans to know about this radical
manifesto. You can achieve the perfect look for any project.
Yeah.
From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, wood looks by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore, wood looks protects against UV rays,
but I do believe that there are still reasonable conservatives who are not mega Republicans.
Visit Bailey paint and decorating today in Richland Center and discover the wood looks difference.
And independents and spring voters,
your local experts in quality
you need
color.
To know about this. It's important. We have baseball tickets.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and black roof for selection, the
coming
right size,
next,
and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street
night,
at the Bargain
away.
Box. You'll find great deals on
here.
Athletic
this
shoes, casual and dress shoes,
radio
and
radio
boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem. They sell socks, too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Thank you.
messages to Fisher Girls South Alabama and Mouse straight through Carolina. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal funds. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads for Fisher PAC groups. The truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of
summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact it.
Should I water the garden? Hello, how are you? Then we bring down on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that you want continues to be. Just a reminder, if you ever want to get in touch with the show, if you have an idea for a guest or something that's happening in your community, no matter where you are across the state, you can be in the Falls, you can be in Eau Claire, you can be in Oshkosh, you can be in Amy. Send it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Anytime. And by the way, that invitation that I made to Gary is, most sincerely, it is open to anybody. I will be at the Waukesha Farmers Market this Saturday. Come on down. Have a discussion. You've got a couple of chairs. I'll buy a cup of coffee. I'll buy a scone. Because sometimes there is not enough time for a one-on-one discussion. It just isn't.
Yeah. It's also easier to have, I think it's easier to have a personal, respectful conversation face-to-face.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I won't lie. I told you this is great. My great Scott.
I'm not right about everything.
I am, but that's not the point.
He's right about the phones.
I'm right about everything I think I'm right about.
All right.
All right, coming up after the 11 o'clock news, I'm very much looking forward to this conversation. Kurt Vogel is a professor of livestock welfare and behavior at UW-River Falls. Ashley Kirk is the program manager for Humane Animal Handling Institute, again, out of UW-River Falls. And they're talking about the future of meat processing. But you're just not everything sure from birth to slaughter and how to do it more humanely and treat the animals with more compassion.
I get emotional when I hear that because I know that right now it's happening. I don't want to bring it up to them because they're professionals, but like I think of cows, I'm like, oh, it's a beautiful cow. And I know cows are on this earth for just a few reasons. They're not even my pets. But it's like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I get emotional when I think about it.
This might not be a conversation for everybody. Yeah,
exactly.
We're both the animal lovers. We're all big animal lovers, but this is the reality of the situation. So I think it's important. And then coming up at 11:30, Universe in the Park. We're going to be talking to a couple of people about astrological events going on in your backyard.
Cosmological.
That
I'm a Sagittarius with Aries rising. Okay, folks, if you want to get in on the Brewers trivia, I'm going to tell you right now, you need your device, computer, laptop, phone, or just have this in your head. This is not an easy one. Like, who's number four in the Brewers?
All right. Now, we're playing for a pair of Brewers tickets on Wednesday nights here in town, Amfam Field. The Brewers hosting the Pirates at 7:10. And if you want to listen to the game, they do not live stream on the app. But you can listen on terrestrial radio. That's terrestrial. You can listen throughout the Box Valley on Oshkosh Ear Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. Here in southeastern Wisconsin, catch the game on WRKN in Racine, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, and in Kenosha, 98.1.
I wanted to make this joke last week when you said, look, let's get extraterrestrial. Hey!
855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC is the number you need to call if you want to pick up these tickets. Greg Buck, what is today's Brewers trivia question?
Brewers trivia is, how many home runs did the Milwaukee Brewers hit in 2022 MLB regular season? How many home runs did the Brewers hit in 2022's regular MLB season?
You can only call and text it in. You got to call.
Yeah,
call. Oh, we got someone on the call right now.
855-752-4842. Repeat the question, Greg, one more time.
How many home runs did the Milwaukee Brewers hit in 2022 MLB regular season?
Now, is this something you knew off the top of your head?
It is not.
Okay.
It is one that I scored incorrectly on a Brewers trivia website.
Oh, we lost our caller.
Oh, no! I love the Brewers, Jane, but I was thinking about that today because I was thinking about, like, Brewers, like, fan, and fandom on any set, whether it's music, TV shows, whatever. I'm not the number one Brewers fan. I don't think that makes sense. I don't follow statistics. I can't bring up those things. But what I can tell you is how much I love it, how much I love the game. That's what makes me. I'll never know that number.
855-752-4842 if you would like a chance at Brewers tickets. Brewers hosting the Pirates this Wednesday at 7:10. These are nice tickets.
Yes, they are. Oh, gosh.
Right? So you've used it, these tickets.
I've been made to mail these tickets, and they are beautiful seats. Love them.
Chris from Beaver Dam is on the line. Going to take a shot at this trivia question. Good morning, Chris. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Guess the question that I'm really asking.
That's the number of home runs the entire Milwaukee Brewers hit in 2022 regular season.
You didn't say regular season.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I thought it was for the
Sorry. How many home runs did the Milwaukee Brewers hit in the 2022 MLB regular season?
31?
No, it is not.
It's low.
Very.
Thank you, Chris. 855-752-4842. How many home runs did the Brewers hit in the 2022 MLB season?
No, I'm checking.
That's the question. For these trivia tickets for Wednesday night, when the Brewers host the Pirates at 7:10 at Amfam Field, you can listen to the game on the actual radio in the Northwoods on 98Q Country, WCQM at Park Falls, 98.3 FM, and in southwestern Wisconsin, WRC. News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. And the game, Brewers hosting the Pirates Wednesday night at 7:10. They're still on the line if you want to call in during the news. 855-752-4842. Good luck. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
To news from the center, WRC.
Now I only deal in real emotion.
Next up, Joe Biden's top 100 roles in today's 25 and 26. We're talking infrastructure and transportation. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the backseat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot and fast, and can be deadly. Never like reach out of the car. A message from Nitsa at the Ad Council. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299C in Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.